childhood.
What happens?
People are like, ugh. Oh, and sort of, Megan and I were sort of talking before the show that, like, you said you read a study that was like how, or an article maybe, that was like how, like, the introduction of grammar is really detrimental for kids' like enjoyment of the writing process.
Right. And that's kind of why I asked that question, was because when in, you know, public school, when teachers have to start harping on grammar, it's like writing, you know, changes from being defined as something, some way that you express yourself, and writing stories and being creative. Mm-hmm. Where writing, you know, goes from being creative to being all about grammar and mechanics, like that, you know, but using the same word to describe those two things really changes how students perceive writing and whether or not they're good at it.
Yeah. I think that's what's really exciting about what 826 and similar programs are doing, is for kids, they're introducing at a young age this idea that writing doesn't have to be just for school. And writing is exciting and fun. And then I think kids who are exposed to that idea that you can write a story and no one is going to grade it, and your grammar doesn't necessarily matter when you're getting your ideas out, I think that probably really affects them in a school setting too. And maybe that's why I don't see a lot of reluctance, even with older kids who I work with, is they've kind of grown up with 826 feeling this freedom of not having to prioritize grammar as much as they might in school.
It seems like these child writers would make excellent Aquabler someday.
You know, I think it would be a good funnel to funnel them all into the
Absolutely. Aquabler. So, you know, plug Dave Eggers. Come on.
Come on, Dave.
Who listens to our show every week.
Let's tweet at him.
Oh my gosh, let's. does he have a Twitter?
I don't know.
826 definitely does. But,
oh, yes.
So one of the bigger questions I had about the approach, what are the differences and similarities between how do you approach working with a child versus working with a college student? On like an individual tutor to writer situation.
Yeah. Well, 826, just like the Aquabowl, really prioritizes one-on-one work. And I think the key with both is rapport. With a college student, that might be talking about like how much midterms week is horrible and stuff like that.
I just had an appointment the other day. We're like, God, midterms are the worst.
Yeah. It is a universal
everyone
conversation
gets it.
Topic.
With kids, it's more like, I'm going to beat you at Uno later during game time, or like, I'm going to tell you a funny joke or something like that. It's just about finding common ground, you know?
I think that both of those would work on college students.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to beat you at Uno later. And they're like, what?
I'll see you later after this session.
Yeah, right. That's great.
Yeah, I think that suggesting a game of Uno at the end of a, end of a tutoring session would totally work.
Yeah.
So one of the sort of constant, and you've alluded to it a little bit, I guess, but one of the more constant balancing acts that Aquabowl tutors do is figuring out when and how it's appropriate to be directive in tutoring. You know, like, when is it appropriate, or when is it going to be best for the writer you're working with to tell them, no, this is how you use a comma, or this is not a strong, you know, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. When do you see the, or do you find similarities and differences about the effectiveness of being directive with, you know, younger or older students, or do you find it to be pretty similarly gauged?
I think at the Aquabowl, I sort of lay more on the minimalist side anyway. And at 826, I definitely use a minimalist approach with using questions and sort of giving the agency to the person. With Writing Rally and their creative writing, it's all about getting the ideas on the page. And with homework, because we do homework time too, it's all about just making sure that they're getting it done and checking and asking questions, but not saying, like yesterday I was doing pronoun homework with some sixth graders. It's not about saying like, this is how you use a pronoun.
Yeah.
Because that would be weird for homework.
Right. That's really cool. And I'm fascinated by how similar, you know, like the learning style is for everyone. I mean, people are people regardless of age.
Yeah,
man.
That's my hippy dippy moment of the show today.